Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1542, air date February 7th, 2025.
Good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Iyaduraj. It's our town hall. Suresh will bring up the video. So today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be discussing the topic of the Democratic Party is actually no opposition to Trump or Zionism. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And this is our town hall. So we have a whole number of people waiting online in our Zoom. And if you guys want to go to the town hall, you can go to bashiva.com/orientation, which we do every Thursday. So I'm going to be going over to the town hall to join people, and you guys can listen in. Obviously, if you had signed up for this town hall, you could actually participate. So I'm going to leave right now, Suresh. I'm going to head over there, and I'll see you guys over there. Again, today's conversation is about the fact that the Democrats are yelling and screaming as though they're in opposition to Trump. And we're going to really talk about them, USAID, and the fact that how the Democrats are actually no opposition. The only opposition is us. So I'll see you guys over there. Suresh, I'll join you over there, okay? I'm going to exit here, and Suresh will bring up.
Is to distract us from building a bottoms-up movement and hijacking and laundering out our hero's journey. So if you look at the actions that take place, they are counter. Now we're seeing RFK, Booby effing Kennedy, applauding him for his warp speed efforts in his appointments in the Senate and Congress. So we have to be really careful with these leaders, that their words do not match their deeds, and they claim to be one of us when they're not. So thank you, Nick, for sharing that video. It looks like Dr. Shiva has just joined us. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shiva. Can you hear me?
I assume you guys have gone through all the videos.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. We're going to be going live. I think we're already live. The topic that we're going to be talking about in the context of what's going on in the world is how the Democratic Party, and I want to do a deep dive here, how the Democratic Party was really the first not so obvious establishment opposition to what you would call the quote unquote the right wing or the elites in this country. And over the last 50 years, they've completely, they never were part of the working people. They don't even act like they're for working people, but in the last several years, particularly this past year, 2025, you can see their total capitulation. But we need to really look at the history of the Democratic Party to understand this, where they came from, why they exist. And now they have essentially served to bring the working people of the United States right into the arms of the elites. So we want to discuss that. But I want to also talk about USAID. Has everyone heard of that organization? You may have, but in the 80s, most of us knew that they were known as soft power, quote unquote, soft power, to serve as a way for U.S. imperialism. On the one hand, you know, to give the carrot and the stick to everyone else in the world. So some people they gave the stick and other people they gave the carrot. And that's what USAID was about. So if you don't know who USAID is, we're going to discuss that. And Elon Musk acting like he's going after government misuse of funds and all this is the biggest joke, because that guy is the recipient of massive amounts of government corruption money. And we want to talk about that also. So first of all, have we introduced everyone, Matt, or we're going to do that shortly?
Yes, sir. We have introduced everybody new.
Okay. So welcome to everyone new. It's a pleasure to have you. We do these conversations, as Matt may have shared, every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We had a great group of people this morning from Europe and other parts of the world. And then this is really for people in the United States and also people in Asia Pacific. So welcome, everyone. So what's fascinating and unfortunate is everything that I predicted and we shared for the last many years have all come to pass. And if you're on social media, you will see many, many people saying, Dr. Shiva was right. As I shared this morning, a few days ago, I was actually feeling bad that I was right. Because what you come to realize is that even though you know things, and then when you see what they execute, which is what the science of system says, we knew Trump was going to do everything we predicted. If you remember, I did a book cover. Matt, you can probably find it on my social media post on Twitter. You may want to bring it up. But I did a book cover, which is a fake book cover, which said genocide is how you buy real estate for no money down, brought to you by Jared Kushner, forward by Elon Trump and Kamala Harris. And I don't know if you can find that, Matt. Do you want to find it? Someone can bring it up. Is there any
right now?
Yeah. So if you go to my Twitter, you'll see it. Someone had brought it up. But it was basically, and I put the authors of that fictitious book as Kamala Harris and Trump. Kamala Harris and Trump being both Zionist hoodlums. And by the way, the term Zionist hoodlum was a term that I think Lynn Redgrave or Vanessa Redgrave used when she accepted the Oscars, I think in 1970, denouncing Israel. It was pretty good. I remember as a child watching this in 1970. You guys can also find that video. It's a talk that Vanessa Redgrave gave. There's two Redgraves. I forget which one. But anyway, so you see Trump, within days of getting into office, boldly says, oh, you know, Gaza is a demolition site. I don't know if you saw this, right? And then he went on to say, you know, it would make it's beautiful property. And Jared Kushner has been saying for many years that you should actually develop and build oceanfront property on there. So if you really think about it and you just step back, right when October 7th took place, and by the way, that's, you can click on that cover. If you click on the graphic, it comes up. So I put that together. I love doing quick graphic art. And it says genocide, how to buy real estate with no money down. New York Times number one bestseller, special offer 666 for signed copy, Jared Kushner and Bibi Netanyahu, forwarded by Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Obviously, no book like that exists, but it is a book that those two guys might as well have written. So when you step back and you think about this, I think it's very, very hard for ordinary people, people who work hard. Thanks, Matt. You can take it away. To actually understand that these people in power are a species that you can't even bother to attempt to understand. And if you look on social media, et cetera, you will find the real enemies of working people right now are not the obvious people, and not even the not so obvious people, which we know who they are, because they've all become obvious establishment, but these grifters, these influencers like Kim Iverson, okay, Greg Reese, Mike Adams, and you can make the list up. Many of them who put me on their show just so they can check off the box and, oh yeah, we had Dr. Shiva on, we're good guys, okay? That's the tactic that they do. So I refuse to go on any of their shows anymore, because what they're doing is manipulating people. And if you look at these people and you go look at their feeds, they're always ambivalent on Robert F. Kennedy and Trump, always hedging their bets because they want their views and clicks. Mike Adams does this, you know, in a gross way. He'll put me on a show and the next day I'll say, wow, you know, Trump is great. He did this. Oh, Trump is great. He did that. Totally misleading people. So it's the ambivalent hopium. Intentionally, they do this, because they don't want people to build bottoms-up movements. Mike Adams recently started saying, yes, decentralization is a way, stealing our stuff. But he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. So these people, in an intentional and deliberate way, know that we are the real movement, and they steal our content, but have no intention of giving people an actual solution. And then you have the next set of people who defend them, these grifters. So you have to come to the conclusion they're one of three things, and you can write this down. They're either dumb, really fucking dumb. They're star fuckers, which means they want to be in the orbit of these people. Or the third is they're CIA or Mossad. The social media world is now filled with 99% of those people are paid influencers, paid. So those are the three sets of people we have now. So I did a tweet to this effect and a post yesterday, and a bunch of these spineless, we used to call them spineless liberals. That's what they still are. They come out and they said, well, you know, Bobby helped save the environment. Children's Health Fund did this. Trump did this. And first of all, they're telling lies. Children's Health Defense Fund has done nothing to help people. Booby fucking Kennedy promoted lockdowns. He believes in full vaccination of all Americans. So they're just making up shit. They're just rewriting history. So it's very, very important that all of you learn how to courageously articulate and go after these guys like bulldogs. It's very important you do that. And it takes a certain level of consciousness and understanding to do that and why you have to do that. Because suffering continues not because of the obvious criminals, of the obvious exploiters. It occurs because of the disturbance of the highly not so obvious people. So you may want to write that down. And many of these people, I've come to the conclusion, are either very fucking stupid, and you have to call them fucking stupid after a while. You can't waste your time. You should just say you are fucking dumb. And the reason you need to say this is not for the interaction between you and them, but for all the other people who observe an opposition force to their stupidity. You see, most of my interactions with people, I don't really care for these idiots, but I do it because there's 100,000 other people watching this interaction. And it's an opportunity to educate people. That is what our movement's about. This is not personal. It's about education. The Godfather, we may say, it's not personal. It's business. To me, it's education. Okay. It's not personal. It's education. And that's the way you have to see these opportunities. So these grifters out there, Kim Iverson, a complete fucking whore. She came from that Hollywood environment, you know, put me on after everyone harassed her to put me on, says she's against Zionism. And the next day she's saying, well, Booby Kennedy said some good things when he openly said that. He openly said that the Palestinians are the most pampered people on the planet. You see, so what game are these people playing? I'll tell you what game they're playing. They're planning to still keep their orbit of connections with these people. What many of you may not know is when they get off social media, they go to dinners, they go to parties. If you've been in LA, they hang out in their circles, they go to specific restaurants, and they hug and kissy-poo these people. They want to be in their orbit. So they will never hit them very hard because they will be thrown out of that orbit, or they need them for some networking. And that is never revealed in the way they behave to act like they're anti-establishment or steal our content. So this is a profound understanding that all of you need to learn very quickly. But the action you need to take is to understand the politics and expose the fuck out of these people. And if they keep acting like to give you excuses, you must say you're either fucking dumb or you're a star fucker or you're CIA or Mossad. Okay? The Democratic Party historically and the Republican Party played people both ways in this same model of manipulating people. You see, all of before social media, you just said the Democrats and Republicans and some quote unquote independents. And their entire goal using the medium of TV was to entertain you so you never built bottoms up movements. But now it has moved, it has atomized not only to the Democrats and Republicans, but to these grifters and influencers who serve one wing of the establishment. So if you go back and you really study the dialectic that was created, it was really a dialectic of tactics. So the Republican Party positioned itself as a party of open warmongering, racism, hatred of, you know, foreigners, right? Jingoist, chauvinist. The Democratic Party positioned itself as a party of quote unquote working people, the liberals, you know, and so on, right? Anti-war. But when you really look at it very clearly in a very attitude of truthfulness, it's just tactics. They are both, like I mentioned, they both hang out at the same parties. They both work together, but it was tactics. the Republicans historically took hard power. They would just say, we're just going to go fucking bomb Vietnam. Barry Goldwater. The Democrats said, no, we shouldn't bomb Vietnam. Let's put a dictator in there. Let's send them some aid, you know, like the Peace Corps or USAID. By the way, who started the Peace Corps and USAID? Anyone? Put it in the chat. John Kennedy, the so-called guy who was fighting the CIA against the establishment. Bullshit. John Kennedy was the biggest fucking imperialist you can ever imagine. So anything you've learned about John Kennedy, that he was fighting the CIA and anti-establishment, is just utter nonsense. If you really study the history, you'll realize how bamboozled you've been. John Kennedy tried to invade Cuba. He's the one who, with Kissinger, created the entire domino theory that we must protect the Western Hemisphere and install dictators all over Latin America. Now, he used the CIA through hard power to overthrow a revolutionary government in Cuba. And it was a massive disaster. He fucked up big time. And remember, Kennedy was one of the biggest foolhardy individuals you ever met as a person. So he fucked up. And because the CIA screwed up, he essentially had hatred towards that existing CIA administration. But he never disliked the CIA. He just was upset they didn't do it the right way, like they failed. So the Peace Corps and USAID were his new version of CIA. The Peace Corps, as many people tell you, comes out there and say, oh yeah, we in America are going to help you. But they're all CIA, okay? Very closely aligned with the CIA. They go into countries, act like they're helping people, but they, on the back end, it's a front for the CIA. USAID, which was an aid organization, was about soft power. You see, and this was called an innovation by Kennedy, that they would exercise U.S. imperialism, not with just bombing the shit out of people, but with soft power, manipulating governments, all back-end stuff, you see? Supporting dictators, supporting coups, overthrowing people. And that was the tactic of the Democratic Party. The Republicans, their tactic was, well, let's just go bomb them. Let's just go kill them. Let's just get Pinochet in there, right? Let's just execute them overnight, right? It was really tactical. It was in some ways much more efficient imperialism, you see? And so any differences the Democrats and Republicans had were on one of tactics, you know, like the swarm, the birds. One wants to go this way, the other one wants to go that way, but ultimately they all go in the same direction. So it was basically tactics. So USAID, which quote unquote Musk is dismantling, the only reason he quote unquote supposedly wants to dismantle it is because he views it as inefficient. Why do you need USAID anymore? We just take over Gaza. We just send US troops there. We just go bomb Iran. We just go bomb Somalia. We just go direct, because you know why? There is no reason for any tactical differences because the Democratic Party is completely imploded. Does this make sense? So it's like the swarm of birds they don't even have any internal competition anymore. It's just one leader doing whatever it wants, okay? So this is something you must understand. And so the Democratic Party right now is flailing because by design, they were meant to implode and they were meant to take the Democratic wing, the left elements of the working class, and demoralize them. And that's what they did. A lot of people on the left, working people who were misled by the Democrats, are completely demoralized now, totally demoralized. And on the right, the MAGAtards, the right wing of the working class, and that's what the goal of the establishment, the swarm, is to split working people. Have you ever noticed these elections like 52, 51? You know, 50, I mean, this is nonsense. They just actively split the working class. So they have one wing of the working class demoralized and the other wing with hopium thinking Trump's going to deliver for them. And the first thing Trump did, first day, the instant he got into office, he put Larry Ellison on saying, I'm going to deliver you more mRNA vaccines. And then the next day, basically yesterday, he said that U.S. troops are going to take over Gaza. And the first foreign, quote unquote, leader that he invited to the White House was who? Netanyahu, okay? And he held the chair for him as he sat down, like his butler, if you saw it, okay? So you have to recognize that these people, everything they do has been done on a project plan. If any one of you have managed very complex projects, Trump ain't managing this. This has all been very well orchestrated. In the recent year, since October 7th to today, a decision was made to, we must just brutally take over and get rid of these mongrel Palestinians. We don't need them. That was their view, a racist model. So they made a call to Hamas. Hamas was funded by Israel since the 1980s. Hamas was asked to do this quote-unquote attack. And the next step was, that was the pretext, not just for a couple of bombs, but completely demolishing. It's a demolition site. I have friends of mine who are in construction, a friend of mine who does demolition, you know, of buildings. Before you build a new building, if you look at Gaza, it sure looks like a demolition site ready for new development. So Trump, the third day he's in office, he goes, wow, it's a demolition site. We should develop it. Beautiful land right on the ocean side. So when you really put all this together, you come to a very, 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 very rude awakening. These people operate on a level of inhumanity that you have no idea of. And that's why I'm so harsh with these fucking grifters, because they're either dumb or they're star fuckers or they're CIA and Mossad. Because what they're doing by rationalizing these people and the supporters of these people is once again misleading people and debilitating people so they don't join our movement. That's their job. So I encourage all of you to take 20 minutes a day to go online, find these people and hit them very hard and invite them to our orientation. That's an action step all of you can do. And you have to do that. And if you're not ready to do that, then start with watching Shatter the Swarm with Matt Plaid. And watch it not once, not twice, but 20, 30 times. Then go to Get Off the Plantation. Take advantage of those videos that we put together. They are very powerful educational videos. Become a Truth, Freedom, Health warrior and go through that course, not once, not twice. Teach it also. And then if you want to become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader. So this, we have set up an actual revolutionary leadership curriculum. Revolutionary leadership in many ways is a double entendre there. But it's for you. And you cannot find this kind of education anywhere else on the planet. So if you made it this far, be dignified, honor yourself, and study this. And don't be a bad student by being cursory. Go through it. So on Thursdays, I will go deep into a topic as I'm doing now. Our video team, all volunteers, will make little clips of it so you can then share it with other people to invite them to the next orientation. But during this process, you'll also be connected with community. We're building community globally and locally. Rosias is in New Jersey. If you're from New Jersey and you made it here, connect with her. Every week, Rose and her team in New Jersey conduct a weekly meeting and they do monthly events. Same thing occurs with Marianne in Arizona. Same thing Nicholas does in Tennessee. Glenn does that in Canada. You see, we've built a Lynn and Michael do that in the United Kingdom. There's no other movement like this, all working people. Who's doing this? We are. The Democratic Party is no opposition. The left has left. There is no opposition left. Zionism is totally in control, as we predicted. And their goal is consolidation of power, profit, control. Okay? So, and everything they do is deception, and it's very well orchestrated. Trump over here, like a magician, was talking about Greenland, Canada. And everyone knows, yeah, let's make Canada the 51st state. Yeah, Greenland. And what did he do? Gaza. That was a real thing. You see, this was all like a sleight of hand. And everything you see they do is very well positioned. They have a project plan. Let Elon talk about some shit over there, and over here they're doing something else. And you have to get street smart to this. And you have to watch this stuff, and you have to learn. And our movement is encouraging that learning, giving you the tools to think in a very different way. And the only way to do this is we have to do it together. These concepts are not easy to understand. No one has given you training in this. We're really a revolutionary school. You start with basic understanding, you develop yourself, you participate in these communities, and you have to study this. So I will do my part. I will do these deep, detailed weekly videos. We will do the blog posts. We'll educate all of you. But understand, there is no opposition except our movement right now to this global fascism that's underway. And it's infinite, infinite runway that they have to do whatever the hell they want. And this has happened because of one singular event that took place in history. And that event was what took place in the 1900s when working people did organize independently of any of these top-down scumbags. So in the 1900s, your grandparents, wherever they were in Eastern Europe, the United States, some of them actually took the effort, made great sacrifices, and they started building these bottoms-up movements. By the way, they didn't have the luxury of all the tools that we have. They didn't have the luxury of the curriculum we have. They just sort of said, wow, we need to build independent movements. No one's coming to save us. And they made some significant gains in the early 1900s. And as the elite saw them making those gains, they had to crush them. And that's what took place in the 1950s globally. They made sure to eradicate out of people's minds the concept of people building bottoms-up movements. The key word is truly independent bottoms-up movements, where we have our own leaders, our own structures, our own organization, our own disciplines. And between the 1950s to this moment today, they created fake oppositions, the Democratic Party, the left wing, the right wing, all the mislead people. And now they have social media grifters, influencers. But the important thing is, I figured a lot of this out in the 1980s, spent a lot of my time trying to understand the dynamics of this. And in the electoral process, when we ran, we built momentum. And now we've created a global movement, an educational movement. And every day, we have to keep repeating the basic concepts, just like a school teacher has to say 2 + 2 = 4, 3 + 3 = 6, 4 + 4 = 8, and so on. You know, you know, square root of 3/2 for a 60-degree angle, right? That's the sine and the cosine. All this shit we have to teach people because no one teaches it. And our movement is looking for people who are humble, who work for a living, and want to learn or work for a living. We don't want grifters. We don't want people in la la land. We want grounded people who want to help build this movement. And we don't need a lot of people to get all the deep concepts, but enough people so they can educate you beyond just me. And we will win. I know we'll win, because when people did organize independently, they won. But they didn't have the luxury as we have today. Our community, organized structures, learning, so you don't go repeat. We have a manual now we've created. You see, your forefathers didn't have a manual. We have an SOP, standard operating procedure. We know where the puck is going to go. Why do you think I was able to call all this out? Go online. People say, Dr. Shiva was right. Dr. Shiva was right. It's not magical. It's because once you understand the physics, you can predict where the projectile goes. Those of you who are in sales, you know I have to do so many calls to get this to get here, right? It's not rocket science, but there is an engineering physics, and you have to study it and study it and study it and study it. So again, today's talk was the Democratic Party's no opposition to Zionism. And if you look at every Democrat in Congress, they're all Zionists. So what are they jumping up and down for? Bernie Sanders acting like he's under Kennedy, against Kennedy. Elizabeth Warren acting like she's against these people. They're all one. It's all theater. And so if you're on social media, you're talking to people, You have to say the only opposition is our movement, and we have created an actual methodology to shatter the swarm. Step one, start with Shatter the Swarm video. Step two, come to our orientation. Go watch Get Off the Plantation videos free. Commune with other people, connect. Then decide if you want to, you know, become a Truth for Health Warrior Scholar. You know, donate to yourself, contribute to yourself. But that's just the staff of our movement. But then we have solutions. You see, we actually have solutions. This morning, I think Saeed was here. Saeed Ahmed, who's a PhD, you know, he experienced someone in his family who lost, I think, Saeed, it was your sister, right? Amniotic embolism, right? If you're right. So there are many people who suffer different diseases or know people who've suffered different diseases. So if you look at the actual area of health, in the next, I think, 10, 15 years, 20 years, diabetes is going to double to 1.3 billion people, type 2 diabetes. 1.3 billion. Okay, now if you just look at that number, then you have to ask yourself, what the fuck is going on? We spend all this money on research, funding, academia. Okay, so if you're doing such a great job, imagine you had a bunch of employees working for you and you keep paying them and their productivity goes down by a half. Or the number of people absentee doubles. That's not good. Whatever's going on, you're not doing the right thing. So if the leaders of a country globally are saying that diabetes is going to go up to 1.3 billion, what are you going to do? Like, is that working? No, it's not. And then you have to ask yourself, why is that happening? And you'll come to the conclusion, the very logical conclusion, not being a dumb fuck or a star fucker or part of CIA and Mossad, that it is by design. Because $50 billion are being made in diabetes drugs. So that's about 50 bucks per person right now, 50 to 70 bucks. Well, we did a detailed video on Tuesday explaining to people 3 hours, what is diabetes and molecular mechanisms and what we as a movement are doing because we have cytosol, the approach we're taking, and that we're going to be, for diabetes, we're going to be creating a community, a diabetes systems health community. And in this community, we'll have our health educators, our systems health educators. That's a solution we've created. Systems health. What is systems health? It's one of our powerful solutions. Health education, and write this number down, it's going to blow your mind. By 2030 is going to be a 270, not million, billion dollar industry. I had underestimated about 3 months ago. I thought it was going to be, the health coaching world was going to be 30 billion. No, health education, which means educating people on all different aspects of health, is going to be a 270 billion dollar industry. But the health educators that they are developing are health educators who are going to go out into the communities and public and say, yes, you should get the mRNA vaccine. Yes, you should wear masks. Okay. Yes, take SSRIs. Yes, go to your psychiatrist. Yes, your kid has ADHD. Give him this, give him that. Okay. So the health education they're going to deliver is a bunch of people who are going to be missionaries for big pharma. However, we have systems health education, and our educators are learning the principles of nature's processes. You see, fundamentally, we're at a major bifurcation. There is one path, which is based on a fundamental understanding that we as humans are better than nature, we will become gods of nature. We will become God. And I don't even mean in a religious way, you can put it even in a lowercase g, but we will rule nature. We will learn all of the laws of nature and know how to manipulate it. So that's where it comes to deciding that you're going to create pesticides. And then when the pesticides fail, then you're going to create genetically engineered seeds, which can resist the pesticides you created. And when those genetically engineered seeds are weak, like we showed with our GMO research, then we're going to create neonicotinoids to paint the seeds so they don't get eaten up by the soil organisms. You see, every reductionist solution creates the next problem and the next reductionist solution. And at every cycle of that, ride the wave. You can understand how to resonate with nature. You'll have greater health, much easier, much faster, and much cheaper. That is what we're doing, okay? And that's systems health. Our educators, I see Mariana's here, Christina's here, a number of people gone through the program or in the middle of education. Glenn's here. We're going to be deploying these people in our communities to help people understand how their body is a system. We're not competing with the medical world. They can go do whatever the fuck they want, but we are educating people from a systems approach. What are the right foods for you? What are the right exercises for you? How is your body a system? And we're going to take that to the masses. And so that is an actual solution we have. And Matt, if you can put up systemshealth.com up there, but I'll show you this. And so this is a educational technology. That is a solution that tomorrow, actually, we have a, Matt, if you can put systemshealth.com/tutorial, we have a tutorial and you're all welcome to attend. It's free. There's no cost to it. But this is a Systems Health site that you can see here. And this site says the foundations of 21st century health education, integrating East and West. Science and tradition, ancient and modern, engineering system science, software application for personalized health. And we want to create health education entrepreneurs. People want to leave their jobs and learn how to create a sustainable income. So we have a tutorial tomorrow. And then we have created an entire educational institute, better than Harvard's, Yale's, or any one of these guys. And we make it accessible to all of you, everyday people. I will teach you anatomy of the body in a way that you've never learned. You learn how your body is a system. It's self-paced, it's hands-on, and that's what we've created. Okay, so this is one of our solutions. And we have people who are hardcore MDs, cardiologists, nurses. We have other people who come from the alternative medical world, like I think Joanne's here, NDs, or people who are into yoga, Glenn, who's into permaculture and gardening. And all sorts of stuff. Maria, who's a yoga teacher. And then we have other people who are not into any worlds of health. You know, people like Nicholas, who's an electrician. So we are training our own health educators. We're not waiting for them. Solution number one. Solution number two is we're understanding nature, physical chemistry, integrating those scientific truths to create medicines from nature. And those we've had to do on our own. We thought someone would help us. No one wants to help us. We have to do it on our own. You see, because when you create revolutionary technology that's truly revolutionary, do you think the swarm is going to support that? No. I'll just get my head bloody thinking that I'm going to convince them to do it. Or even if I try to take venture capital money or private equity money, it'll just be smothered. So we've had to take the hard route, but the noble route, which is to create our own movement and deliver our technology through you guys, Cytosol. And then third, we have clean food. I was on the phone with a guy from Austria and Switzerland who want to help with our clean food. And, you know, in countries like that, people have a much higher standard for food. And, you know, where their milk comes from, where their cheeses come from, you know? So they want to work with us to bring clean food there, because Manfred Lamprecht, who holds two PhDs, he's in food and nutrition science, he was saying, yeah, he goes, we care where our food comes from, how it came to our table. Not just that it was organic, but, okay, the cow was milked. How was it milked? Where was it transported? Did anyone add anything? A couple of days ago, I always get organic herbs. I either try to make my own herbs, but Michelle got a little lazy and she went to one of these Indian stores and she brought these mixed herbs for curry powder. from a company called Everest. And, you know, I made some food and I used their stuff. And I was noting I was getting massive inflammation in my hands. And she was getting inflammation. And I said, what could it be? Because I'm very cognizant of what I put in my mouth. I go, what the hell could it be? And I said, I think it's those spices. So she looked up the company and she found out that the government of Singapore and a bunch of governments have banned that company because they use ethylene oxide, which is a pesticide, which is completely in their food. All right. But the Indian supply chain can really be fucked up because of the level of corruption in India, which is very opaque. You see, India should be a very booming economy. You know, the United States has a swarm, but the Indian swarm is five families who run all of India. And Indians in India have lost all their spine because they never fought and because of fucking idiots like Gandhi. They never built a revolutionary movement. So Indians are always saying, what to do, what to do, what to do, right? What do I do, right, Sam? Sam's laughing, but that's what they do. Because they've been brainwashed to think someone's going to come save them. So you have 1.6 billion people, half of the people in India, by the way, are going to be under the age of 25. And everyone says, India's going to be the next booming economy. But it never booms. It never really booms. Does it, Sam? India never really booms. You almost see it's going to do. It's like a child who, he's got a lot of potential. Ah, but he smokes weed and he does this and he does that. Fuck. He's got a lot of potential. So that's India. And India has this potential, but it never has potentiated it because a very finite set of people ruled that country. There's another company called Dabur, D-A-B-U-R. When I was in India many years ago, you know, that family makes honey. They put fucking corn syrup in their honey. They get away with it. So where food comes from, how it's processed, we have created a seal for that. We look at the supply chain, the processing, etc. Guess what? We own that seal. All of you can be part of that. So we have clean food seal. We have systems health education. We have Cytosolve and we have our movement. We just go do our show. We build our movement. Every one of you here, here's if you want to participate in this homework assignment, bring five people next to the orientation. See how much effort that takes. It's not easy. See if you can bring five people to the from now and next week. That's the homework assignment. How do you articulate what you just heard tonight? How do you talk to people? Who do you not talk to? Is as important as who you do talk to. There's a lot of good people out there that I see on social media. Some of you are like out there, like trying to convince Jane Ruby to join our movement or Mike Adams. He's not going to fucking join our movement. But go to the people, the followers that they're bamboozling and invite them. Don't try to talk. So you have to be very careful who you talk to. And so I put that challenge out to you guys. Bring five people. Do something that, and you'll find out to do that, you have to have one-on-one conversations. Hand out cards. Meet with people. Let's see you all do that. And you will see, wow, I got to learn how to articulate this now. You have to become the agent of change. Not just watching videos. Oh, watch this video. Did you see this video? No, you should become the video. You are the agent of change. You have to learn how to talk to people. You have to learn how to articulate these concepts. So spend 10% of your time on social media, but learn how to talk, how to communicate, how to make things, very complex things, easy to communicate. That's what we do here. Save yourself is a very powerful slogan. Save yourself. Think or die. Shatter the swarm. They are killing you. You see, it takes a lot to message this to make it this simple. It's not easy. It's not easy. Hey, Matt, it's a great hat.
Thanks. I had it made this week.
That's a great freaking hat, man.
It says shatterthesworm.com.
Yeah, but you know what's good about that hat?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a MAGA hat.
Oh, I noticed that when I'm walking around in public, people are like drawn to it. And then they're like, ah, like they relax a little bit.
Yeah.
They're about to stab me.
That is cool, man. Excellent. So you see, Matt, what I like about Matt is Matt wants to get shit done. He went to a flea market, him and Nicholas. They were there 3 days. Can you just even play the silent version of that video? They set it up. They made their own flyers. They put up a banner, said Truth, Freedom, Health, and they talked about systems health. Then they talked about clean food. And then they talked about cytosol. This is when did it. And they had great conversations. But bring those people to the orientation. Get them off their butts, you know? So this is all blocking and tackling, guys. No one is coming to save us. Be parsimonious with your time. When you're on social media, don't try to convince these fucking fools. They're star fuckers, they're dumb, or they're CIA or Mossad. Go, if you see one of these fools like Kim Iverson talking nonsense, trying to act like she's anti-establishment, go look at her followers. Invite them over here. Don't try to get her. And so, Nicholas, can you just play? So here's Nicholas. You don't have to do the sound. You can just play in silent mode. But here's Nicholas and Matt. They went to a flea market. They found it on their own. They put up a banner. They were there 3 days. So you see, they're talking about health. They have solutions. They have, you know, what is Truth from Health? They found our... Yeah. They talk about raw food. These are some of the people who got certified raw. I think I'm going to have to keep going. Matt, if you can continue, because I think my internet has been having some problems. I'm going to.
Yeah, we had a cytosol flyer, actually a clipboard full of them, clean food certified, the Shatter the Swarm information flyer. We had all the solutions, the systems health. I went to the library and created these flyers, tried to distill it down to concentrate the message. And we handed out MV25 cards. We handed out the mask cards. We got out over 500 pieces of material and had a lot of genuine conversations. And it is very, very hard to get someone to come to the open house. But we had a guy named John come join the open house that we met on Sunday at the last hour. It was great. We stuck it out the whole time, and it was successful.
Yeah. So what's really cool is Tennessee, where these guys are, it's going to be a powerhouse. So every one of you, it's just going to be step by step, guys. There's no free ride here. There's no quick fix. But you know what? We have a depth of serious freaking solutions, and they cannot compete with us. We have the mixture of amazing people with heart and soul. We have powerful solutions, which are based on understanding nature. We have educational solutions. We have an immense viciousness in wanting to expose these people, and we expose it well. We have tangible solutions. And in the next few 30 days to 60 days, we're going to be rolling out our health communities in particular areas of health. And those communities will have technology, systems health educators, and communities to actually go tackle these quote-unquote diseases and offer people answers here and now. Just like we did during COVID, we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives, and that's the model we're going to use. Do you remember that? We talked about immune health. We did video after video after video. We gave people solutions. We're going to do that across every freaking disease. All of them. And all of you can participate in that. I talked to Saeed. Saeed's going to help us launch one of these areas. If you have persons who are experiencing Alzheimer's and dementia, we're just going to go build solutions for that. All of them. Sleep, deprivation, all of them. We have the technology and we have people. You see, health does not come with just AI. Cytosol is a power of nature. It's beyond AI. Systems Health recognizes it's humans working with other humans to deliver health, the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Where the food comes from is important. So we have all of the solutions. We just need you guys to flip that switch in your brain to fully get off the plantation. And it takes a while. There's part of you like, oh, okay, maybe they'll do something. And once you flip that switch and you get off the plantation and you're no longer a house nigger and you fully get off the plantation, then you realize I'm on my own. And when you're on your own, then you go find other field slaves like myself to collaborate with. You let go and you get freedom. But you got it. That's why we called it get off the plantation. So 2025 is going to be very exciting. You will see consolidation as never before of them, all their reductionist solutions, and there will be us. We're the only opposition. The Democratic Party, these grifters, are no opposition. So we have a lot of runway right now to take off. And that's what's exciting. So get ready to learn. Get ready in your local communities to deploy yourselves. Be organic like Matt and Nicholas were. I want to thank Nicholas. Nicholas has evolved as a really, really great leader in Tennessee. You know, I heard about him, young guy. He's an electrician. He got all the books, studied it. And I said, wow, I like good students. And then Crystal said, you know, you should work with Nicholas and a couple of other people. So Nicholas came up here, helped move our building. But most important thing that Nicholas did is he found Matt Stoneman. You see? And then he developed him. One Matt Stoneman and one Nicholas are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And it's one by one by one. And everyone here is on that trajectory. And you're just a different timeline. But it's going to be very, very exciting. And we're doing this by ourselves. Matt works his butt off. He's got two kids. He's a landscaper. Nicholas works his butt off. Nicholas filed two lawsuits for us. He's not a lawyer. He filed a federal court lawsuit and an appeals court lawsuit. Right? And Nicholas is a good student. I'll kick his ass. He doesn't take it personally, and he fucking learns. Okay? So I'd like good students. You know, teachers, good teachers love good students. That's really what you value. So if you want to be a good student, you come to the right place. If you want to study hard, great. If you want to get on, roll up your sleeves, great. I have two guys here. Hey, Dan, are you there? Okay. Dan's here. He's been here all night and yesterday. He's an HVAC guy. He wants to learn systems health. He gets it. He understands control systems. So a lot of good people out there, guys. Go get them. Don't waste your time with fools. Call them fucking stupid. Just tell them you're dumb. Don't feel bad, because just tell them you're dumb. If you believe these people are fighting for you after all the data I've shared, you are fucking dumb. And move. Go to the next person. But be harsh. Don't be kind to them, because they just wasted your fucking time and they're dumb. And others need to hear you calling them dumb. It's an educational tool. Okay? It works, because people say, well, why did Marianne call him dumb? Then you could say, well, I called him dumb because I look at this and look at what he's saying, and he's still an abuse victim. Oh, let me come to your orientation. Great. Come on over here if you don't want to be dumb anymore. All right, let's take some questions and answers. What we did in the morning that worked out really well is in the chat, you can put your question. It gives me a time to digest it, and then we can have a conversation. We also have Daryl here from New Zealand again. Daryl's also an alternative medical practitioner. Is that the right way to say it, Daryl? But Daryl and us, we're going to work closely with Tony Pierce there on the GMO situation in New Zealand. We're going to try to file some lawsuits there soon, because now we're ready. And Daryl, you can learn from Nicholas. Okay, so if you can put your questions in the chat, please. If you write it, it forces you to think a little bit, so you don't just, it just doesn't go on forever. So Jeremiah and Omar, if you could put it in the chat. And then I'll have the interaction with you. Any questions or comments you have? and I'll read them out too. So tomorrow, Nicholas, if you could post on there, I don't know if you're also, or Matt, systemshealth.com/tutorial. We have a tutorial. And the Friday after, we're going to be doing a complete health education 2-hour workshop on immune health and the 5 things everyone can do to build their immune system. So that'll be from our Systems Health Institute. So everything you see us do is going to be offering solutions, building communities to offer solutions, helping people alleviate their suffering in a very tangible way through these health communities. Joint health, oral health, et cetera. Freedom Health again, back Shiva 2028. Okay. Yeah. But by the way, we never stopped our presidential campaign, and we'll talk more about that. Okay. Michael Los Cabos says, are any current movement members running for public office and being supported by the movement besides Dr. Shiva? Nope, that's not our current strategy, Michael. Michael, where are you from? Michael, are you a warrior scholar, Michael? Because you should connect with, oh, he's in New Mexico. So Michael, if you haven't introduced yourself, you should, and you should connect with Marianne Berry. Michael, have you connected with Marianne? Okay. Where can we buy clean raw products? Noel from Texas. That's a good question. We do not promote. I mean, we never got into the sale of these products, but Matt has suggested we do that. So if you go, and we're talking to many of these clean and raw suppliers that we've certified through clean to see if they'll give Truth Freedom Health the rights to put up their products and perhaps even offer a significant discount to Warrior Scholars. So those negotiations are taking place and we'll let people know. So Noel will build a directory right on the Truth Freedom Health page to do that. Nicholas said, sign up for System Self tutorial. Nicholas at systemshealth.com/tutorial. Relative to Michael's comment about running for office, you know, it's a lot of energy to run for these political positions. So you have to be very strategic about it. Is the goal to grow the movement or is to win an office seat? So that's the strategy we do. So Michael, you should connect with Marianne and we'll go over the local strategy there. Any other questions? Okay. Well, it's 10:23. If there are no other questions, I saw someone had their hand raised, but they're no longer here. Omar. Matt Stoneman said, thanks, Matt. Before I close out, anyone have any questions from the last talk we did? Any scientific questions, biology questions on the reverse transcription of mRNA? Any questions about that? Did everyone understand that? If not, I can re-explain it. How mRNA works, how it gets retranscribed. Michael said it was a lot of info. Okay. Yeah, Michael, in summary, you know, I like to make complex things very easier to understand. You know, there's a lot of people put out terms like shedding, Nicholas and Winnett, right? What I want you guys to do is to really understand it in a much more tangible way, because some of these people put out terms that it's hard to defend, right? So I want you guys to really learn some of the physics and the science here. Your DNA in your cell has around 20,000 blueprints. Think about a cell, and the inside of the cell is a nucleus, and it has blueprints for creating structures known as proteins. That's it. Just understand that concept. Your DNA stores blueprints. Those blueprints are sent outside of the nucleus into a factory to create these structures. That factory is called a ribosome. So the blueprint goes to the factory. The factory says, oh, I need to create this. And it puts together amino acids like Lego building blocks, and out comes a protein. Okay. So that's, your body is doing that right now as I'm speaking to you. Your body has, and the mRNA is the blueprint. DNA is where the blueprints are stored. The mRNA leaves the nucleus, goes to the ribosome, creates the structure. Okay. So that's happening. That's nature. It's doing that. Very complex system, and we don't fully understand all of it. There's many feedback mechanisms. We don't fully understand it at all. Okay. Saeed, it's very interesting. Saeed's asking about stem cells. We're about to publish a major paper on the work we've done on stem cells. So it's going to come out shortly. But I was just reviewing it today, just working on it earlier this evening. But anyway, so that's what happens with mRNA. So understanding that process, the biological engineers said, can we hijack that process to create proteins that will result in a immune reaction to create antibodies, okay? Like have your body create the quote unquote the vaccine to create the antibody to the vaccine. The quote unquote mechanism that creates that vaccine is a protein. You know, some of you may be allergic to dogs or cats. You know, we have our two dogs or something. These dogs don't shed, but some dogs shed and they have dander and all this, right? Why do people get allergic? Because of proteins. Mold is certain kinds of proteins, okay? And it initiates an immune reaction. Okay, so what they did was they said, we're going to create our own blueprint, our own mRNA, and they called it modified mRNA, a synthetic mRNA. They injected it into your body in what are called liposomes, fat, so they can penetrate your cell, trillions of these particles. And then the goal was that mRNA would go to your ribosome factory and it would create a protein, in this case, a spike protein, which would then cause your body to create the antibody. Okay. But then the issue is, what happens to that mRNA? Does it degrade? What's the half-life of it? Does it potentially go back into your own DNA? Turns out it does. And it gets integrated. Now, does it occur all the time? How often does it occur? Yeah. Hold on one second. What do you guys got to do?
I got to open the windows wherever this goes to, because we're about to cure the heat exchanger.
Okay, so what do you mean, like this window?
This side of the house. So you gotta
open like upstairs?
Yeah, wherever's heated by this furnace, we have to open a few windows just to
heat. Okay, so you can go upstairs and do that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Sorry about that. We have no heat here, so these guys are fixing the heat. The issue is, there's many, many questions about this, because what you've done is you've come in and manipulated a particular part of your machinery, which nature took billions of years to create, or if you believe in design, and you've tweaked this, you've learned that little part, and now the issue is, does that thing that you injected, what happens to it? Does it absolve? Does it degrade? Well, two pieces of research came out showing it actually can go back into your own DNA. So if the modified RNA goes back into your blueprint warehouse, what does that mean? Once in a while, that blueprint gets pulled to create spike proteins. And this is likely the source of long COVID. Your body is creating spike proteins, and the spike proteins are being responded to by your immune system, okay? So, area of research. So that's what we covered. Now, you would think there should not be one paper on it, not two. There should be like hundreds of thousands of these papers. But this was what Operation Warp Speed was designed. So you didn't do any of this research. You warp speeded it beyond all these safety studies. So if you have a piece of mRNA now, which is in your DNA, how do you get it out? You need CRISPR. You need other technologies which will cut out that DNA. That's gene editing. That's the companies that Bubi Kennedy invested in. So do you understand how this works? You do one thing, it creates another problem, then you need another technology to do that thing. And every cycle, more and more money is made. When why don't we just learn to understand nature's laws, understand how to function with them, become our own alchemists to do that, you see? So that's what we covered last week. And then in conclusion, let's see, let's take some other questions. Saeed says, what about DNA in a stem cell? Does it integrate back to the DNA in stem cells? Then we cannot revive the body back to original blueprint because there is no original blueprint. Yeah, that's likely possible. Saeed, we have a paper coming out on mesenchymal stem cells, which are in the bone marrow. And so stem cells are cells which can make any other cell. And the theory is, if you can, so there's two ways to do it. What foods, what things support your own stem cell development? Because stem cells can lead to anti-aging. They can lead to immune modulation. They can lead to fibrosis. What they're going to try to do is to program stem cells, you see, and that's going to create other problems. Stem cells can actually also cause cancer because they can also cause tumors to grow. So we've been working on this paper, 9 years now, and we finally got it accepted. So meaning we finished it and got it submitted, and hopefully it'll be published. But it's going to be an extraordinary paper, which gives the entire architecture of how stem cells work. But guess what? We could create a stem cell community. One of the things we're going to do is when we launch our communities, we're going to make it very, very accessible to our Truth and Health warriors. But we're going to create also a longevity science group. We're going to put all of cytosol to help people live long. The swarm wants to kill you. We're going to look at the science, how people can, not the stupid Brian Johnson nonsense, right? Much deeper than that, okay? So it's going to be very, very exciting. Ho Bong says, Trump and RFK announced their mRNA vax on their first or second day of the Chinese New Year of the Snake. Yeah, Chinese New, it's a year of the snake. I don't know if you guys know that. That's Po Bong from, now he's in Japan, a la China, which exposed themselves on the year of the snake. Gung Hei Fat Choi and happy Chinese New Year of the Snake to Dr. Shiva and everyone here. All right. Anya says there are many studies done after the fact of all these COVID shots, question mark. Yes, Dr. Ryan Cole, pathologist, was studying the clots taken from those who died of clots. Yeah, well, a lot of these doctors, what's really stupid is, when it came to the clots, it was actually listed on your right on the vaccine adverse effects. It said on there it causes clots. So all these doctors, MDs saying, oh my God, it's causing clots 2 years later, I find it quite disingenuous because it actually said they cause clots. Joanne's got a cool idea. She goes, can we invite new groups on Instagram to TFH, i.e. leaving MAGA? We have the framework. Great. All right, everyone. That's about it. Please connect with your local people in your neighborhoods. Have your local meetings. Sam Timothy's here. Sam's helping us out in Virginia. He just stepped up to the plate. If anyone is in the Maryland, Virginia area, you can connect with him. All right. Matt, can you finish up with the video, the anthem video, and then finish up with the features video? And yes, anything else you want to share with people?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, guys, be well. Bye-bye. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal
is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.